Roxbury Community College. It's turning 50, and it's crossing the half-century mark at a really tricky moment for its mission and for higher education as an industry. So listen, the community college was founded to serve students of color and achieved through the activism of Black residents in the late 1960s after a successful fight to stop a highway from cutting through the middle of the neighborhood. Now, you fast forward to today, 50 years later, they naming pioneers from those first 50 years, even as the institution faces headwinds in enrollment, money, the higher ed industry in general. So we wanted to ask, who are we celebrating and what does it mean for the next 50 years? Here with us in studio two, Interim President Jackie Jenkins Scott. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
It's great to have you. And I do want to start with the celebratory part, right?
Yes.
Because you've done, you wanted 50 pioneers. You picked the community of Roxbury as one, which we've just sort of established why, right? Given that history. But you used this really participatory process to pick the other 49.
Yes, we did.
So what kinds of people did the community want you to celebrate as pioneers? And what did you learn from that process?
Oh, it's an exciting group of people. First of all, we had a committee of dedicated, members of the Board of Trustees and community members who selected from over 80-plus nominations, some, and then when you add the individuals, because several families were nominated, families who had such influence in Roxbury.
For example?
Like the Haynes family, Reverend Michael Haynes and his brothers and family. The Elam family was nominated as a family because they had so, such an influence in this community. Both Mel King and Joyce King were nominated. Mel King, of course, we know of his amazing leadership in Boston.
And you chose him, former state representative, local advocate, first Black candidate in the final round to run for mayor of Boston.
Mayor of Boston. But many people do not know that his wife, Joyce, was an amazing leader. She chaired the Board of Trustees of Roxbury Community College in the early days. So they got nominated individually. And so it's really thrilling to have both of them selected by the committee. We also have people who've been faculty members at the college for the group that started the social sciences department was nominated as a group, two faculty members. We have current faculty members, one of whom is an RCC alum who graduated from RCC, went on to law school, and is now teaching, Nanette. So we're just really thrilled with the group of the representative and diverse group, artists from the community. So it's a wonderful group of people that are being recognized.
So we're talking with Jackie Jenkins Scott, who's the interim president of Roxbury Community College in its 50th year here, to the extent that history teaches about us about what's important in the future.
Yeah.
What did you learn from the heroes, the pioneers that were nominated in the 50 you chose? And you named a few there also, Sarah Ann Shaw, Ray Hammond. There's a number of others. Sarah Ann Shaw being, I just want to shout her out because the first Black television journalist in Greater Boston. What did you learn the college has to do and who it needs to help produce in the next 50 years?
It was very inspiring because we learned that persistence and resilience and passion and courage are all elements that got this institution started. And guess what? Those are all the attributes that are needed today.
So is that a good thing or is that a discouraging thing because the same things we needed 50 years ago are the things we need today? Or is it because universally, that's what passionate leadership is?
The arc of justice. We've heard that so often bends towards justice, but we have to make it bend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not discouraged by that because we look at, the progress that has been made, and we know that the road is not, it's not always easy. I was talking recently about the fact that this school is here only because the community insisted on it. The powers that be back in the late 60s and early 70s wanted the school to be part of another college and located in Dorchester. Then they wanted it merged with another community college, Mass Bay originally, and then to be merged, back in the early 80s with another community college. So the community actually said, no, we won't have it. We want this institution. And, when I came on just a little over a year ago as interim president, I talked to a lot of people. And the universal thing that I heard was a love of this institution. I could not find one person who does not want this institution to thrive.
So I want to bring that context in now. We're speaking with President Jackie Jenkins Scott of Roxbury Community College. You came in after arguably a couple of decades of some pretty serious challenge for the institution. Yes. Accusations of financial mismanagement. The nursing school lost its accreditation, got its accreditation back.
Yes. Perseverance.
19 and 20. Controversies over things like the use of the Reggie Lewis Center, which a set of recommendations just came out about sort of baking in community input to ensure quality access to that center. So,
absolutely.
I mean, you came in eyes wide open
of that. Well, you always find out a few things that you didn't know.
What surprised you then coming in?
Well, I think two things surprised me. Despite it all, this college has people who have, some people have worked, I think you're going to even talk to Nurse Hines, who's been there 40 years.
We did, and she's a pioneer, right?
Yes,
she's one of the pioneers. Yeah.
So despite it all, we are here, and there is a love, and there was, one of the things that surprised me most was the quality of the programs and the quality of the teaching, the quality of the people who love the students. They love this community, and they want this community to thrive. So that's a lot to build on.
So let's talk about those challenges then. And again, from a stewardship perspective, so you have now said, listen, we're 50 years in. This organization exists, this community college exists because the community of color in Roxbury fought for it to exist.
Absolutely.
And for it to educate students of color in Boston.
Absolutely.
We've acknowledged the financial challenges and the management challenges, et cetera. We're looking ahead now in an industry that is existentially challenged, especially small colleges. I mean, you led WELOC. Right,
yes.
WELOC, which you left in 2016, is now merged with Boston University.
Yes.
Who holds the license for WBUR.
So
you've seen what can survive and what can't.
Yes.
What has to happen in the next 5 to 10?
Sure.
Money-wise, policy-wise, recruitment-wise, enrollment's
all
down.
All of those, yeah.
Right?
Enrollment's up.
Back up.
We're modest improvements. You just named some of the things. There are things that we have to fix in the college. When I talk about our situation, some of it is long-term systemic having to fight for this institution. Some of it is self-inflicted wounds, let's be honest. And so, like any institution, you have to constantly be growing and changing. And one of the things that we have talked about this last year or so that we've been here is, what is a high-performing institution? We have to be a high-performing institution. And we have to know what that is. And so to this college community, they welcomed bringing in some views, some outsiders to look at our programs, to look at our systems, to look at our operations, to look at our people, to look at how we're structured. We have to do all of that. At the same time, we have to be very high performing. So you mentioned the Pathway Forward report.
On the Reggie Lewis Center.
On the Reggie Lewis. That was one of those exercises, and we did the same thing in HR. We did the same thing in IT. We did the same thing in enrollment. So part of an institution's constant growth is to constantly be looking at itself. And that's not a bad thing. That's an important thing to do, and we're doing that. So that's there, but we also have to kind of change. We have to understand what's happening in higher education.
Yeah.
We're a part of that. We're very actively involved with the Mass Community College Association. And they're looking at all of the issues facing community colleges. There are 15 in Massachusetts. All of our colleges have had decreasing enrollment. Fortunately,
took huge hits from COVID.
It took huge, huge hits from COVID. We're all rebounding. And fortunately, we have, new governor who cares deeply about higher education, who cares deeply about community colleges. And so we have an opportunity now, not just for Roxbury Community College, but for all of the community colleges to really...
Let's stay there. Yeah. So I really appreciate you bringing that up because... So we have a governor in Maura Healey who has said, I want community college for people over the age of 25 and older to be free.
Yes.
We also have a state legislature that has said maybe more.
Yes.
Maybe we should have it be free for everybody.
Yes.
What would it mean in order, right, to students at Roxbury Community College and to the survival of the institution to have either of those policies funded and enacted in the Commonwealth?
Funded at a level that supports them. I mean, you know, this is a huge investment that I'm sure over this next short period of time, we have an opportunity to really understand, A, what the real costs are to make those, both of those happen. The governor's Reconnect program, it looks really, really important. It's an important opportunity for RCC because we have people in our community. We want them at that age, you know, to be able to participate in...
Older 20s.
You know, yeah, it's 25 and over to be able to participate in both, you know, for-credit programming, but we have some extraordinary programs that can get them good, high-paying jobs. We just announced one last week with the City of Boston, a collaboration with the City of Boston around clean building and smart building programming. So this will be opportunities for people to have access to both programming and higher education that's affordable. And hopefully that will lead to jobs that will keep them in their community, keep them in Roxbury.
And the financial model for RCC right now, do you feel like the mix of what you're getting from government funding, what you're able to fundraise, what your tuition is, students' ability to pay tuition, enrollment, which is up from last year, but nobody's really recovered from COVID yet.
No, it's modest growth. We are appreciating every...
We're celebrating the wins where
we've got them. We're celebrating the wins.
Do you think the model, the financial model works?
Well, you know, the financial model of higher education is under scrutiny and has been for a very long time. What we know, and I hear it from parents quite often, from parents who have graduated students from four-year colleges who say, you know, if we had it to do it over again, we probably should have thought about starting at a community college.
Which is significantly cheaper for those first 2 years of
cheaper.
Credit.
Absolutely. And that's something, one of our hopes from the 50th anniversary year is we get to tell that story more, that people can understand what's available. The facilities at Roxbury Community College are terrific. They are, I hate to say this, but it's absolutely true. I was a college president for 12 years. Our science labs are state of the art. They are terrific. And so we want to get that story out. And part of the 50th anniversary year gives us that opportunity. And we're excited about that.
So I have to ask you. You're an interim now.
I'm an interim.
Do you want the job?
I am an interim, and I am loving it. One of the hopes and our aspirations for this next period of time is that, you know, people need to understand that Roxbury Community College is a phenomenal institution, and we're going to have a line of people waiting to apply for the permanent president. And we're going to have a permanent president who will come in and really... love this institution the way the community loves it and have the talents and skills to take it to the next level. So we're positioned for the next 50 years.
Sounds like you love it.
I love it. It's an incredible institution. And you know what? It is, it's a privilege to stand on the shoulders of the people who fought for this institution. That's kind of the obligation that I think we all have these days. When you have this kind of legacy and you have this kind of history and we have this need that's ahead of us, the need hasn't gone. The need hasn't been fulfilled. So we have an obligation to do our work. It's our turn to pave the way for the next generation, and that's exciting.
Jackie Jenkins-Scott of Roxbury Community College, thank you so much for joining us. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you.